A drenching from Dorian.
Heavy rain and high winds starting to form.
Misery in the Bahamas.
All the main buildings gone.
The science of being left-handed.
It's in our genes.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. Hurricane Dorian's pounding the coast of Georgia and the Carolinas. It picked up strength overnight. It's a Category 3 storm with top sustained winds of 115 miles an hour. CBS's Jamie Ukis begins our reporting from Charleston, where severe flooding is expected.
The conditions have continued to worsen throughout the morning. We've seen 3 to 5 inches of rain, but could get a foot or more here in Charleston. The water just so high and the winds being so violent right now. Gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. And this is what people are really concerned about. As this water comes in here, you can see that it's going into the low-lying areas, and it'll creep up to the roadways.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thad Mayo was racing against time and Hurricane Dorian to get his boat out of the water.
I pulled it in, taking it to dry storage already. I think a lot of people start pulling their boats out of the water and taking them to dry storage.
Like many other coastal residents, Mayo plans to stay put and ride out the storm.
Further up the coast, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Carolina Beach, North Carolina.
The wind is starting to pick up along with the rain, and this area expected to get a direct hit from that storm. The biggest concern, though, as we've all been talking about, is that storm surge. We're talking anywhere from 4 to about 7 feet.
WPBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros on the growing possibility that Dorian will make landfall.
We still expect that movement to the north. Eventually, it takes a turn to the north and east, but question is, does it manage to make a landfall along the North Carolina coastline? We cannot rule that out at this point. It may do so near the Wilmington area, near Cape Hatteras area. We're going to have to continue watching that.
Well, now to the Bahamas. The death toll from Hurricane Dorian there stands at 20. It's expected to rise. CBS's David Begno is talking with stunned survivors, many of whom have nothing left.
Never ever seen anything like this.
This was just so far beyond anyone's imagination.
Shock and horror.
Everything you had, everything's gone, everything.
While waiting to evacuate the island of Treasure Cay, locals told us their stories of surviving Hurricane Dorian.
The wind sounded like a huge tornado coming.
The house had broken up around us. When we cracked the door open, and there was nothing left.
The airport is also serving as a meeting place for relatives and coworkers.
I'm just happy to see them.
When you see what's left of your home, what do you think?
We got to get out of here. We can't live here.
Just about everyone evacuated from a disaster zone is airlifted to the capital of Nassau, which was not damaged by Dorian.
Amid the destruction and concern caused by the big hurricane, something bizarre was going on at a White House storm briefing.
The president was ridiculed on social media for suggesting last weekend that the hurricane might hit Alabama. He was directly contradicted by the National Weather Service. The president held up a map showing the storm's previously predicted track.
They were going directly through, and in all cases, Alabama was hit.
The official map the president held up was altered with a black loop at the tip of its cone to include parts of Alabama. Mr. Trump denied knowing how that mysterious black line was drawn.
I don't know.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
A wildfire southeast of Los Angeles has forced some evacuations. 1,000 acres has gone up. No word on any damage to homes. The Trump administration has flicked the switch to off on a rule that would have phased out incandescent light bulbs. The president says what's saved in switching solely to LED bulbs is not worth it, and changeover is pricey. The woman at the center of a sexual assault at Stanford University 4 years ago is going public. The case targeted swimmer Brock Turner, who was convicted and sentenced to 6 months in jail. Chanel Miller released an online statement.
In newspapers, my name was unconscious, intoxicated woman. I am not just a drunk victim at a frat party found behind a dumpster.
She's written a book called Know My Name. It's due out later this month. She'll tell her story to 60 Minutes. The short jail sentence was criticized and led to the judge being recalled. 11 additional women have come forward with allegations of sexual misconduct against opera star Placido Domingo. Melinda McLean was a production person at opera houses in L.A. and Houston.
I saw him grab young women and just kiss them, but they didn't ask for it.
and he probably didn't know their names. Well,
some performances were canceled when accusations first surfaced last month. A spokeswoman for Domingo disputes the accounts. 14 women are suing Lyft, claiming they were sexually assaulted by drivers. One woman says the ride company made an empty vow to investigate her claim.
Lyft never returned my calls and sent me 4 emails in a span of 9 months.
Lyft says its commitment to police drivers is stronger than ever. According to an online report, an exposed Facebook server may have compromised millions of phone numbers linked to user accounts. The social network says it did take steps to limit any damage. A British study looks at the genetics of left-handedness. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Oxford University researchers have found the first genetic instructions hardwired into the DNA of left-handed people. The instructions seem to be heavily involved in the structure and function of the brain, especially the parts involved in language. Now, that suggests that the 10% of the population born left-handed may also have inherited better verbal skills. The researchers also found a slightly higher risk of schizophrenia and a slightly lower risk of Parkinson's disease. Steve?
Well, this might sound refreshing, but a new study says people who drank 2 or more glasses of sugary soda every day had a higher risk of death than those who had about a glass per month. Regular soda consumption was associated with a greater risk of all causes of death. Songwriter LaShawn Daniels has died. That hit for Destiny's Child won him a Grammy. His wife says Daniels, who was 41, was killed in a South Carolina car accident. The Democratic presidential frontrunner insists his campaign trail slip-ups are nothing for voters to worry about.
Joe Biden had a little fun during his appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
In the last few weeks, you've confused New Hampshire for Vermont, said Bobby Kennedy and MLK were assassinated in the late 70s, assured us, I'm not going nuts. Are you going nuts?
Look, the reason I came on the Jimmy Kimmel Show is because I'm not.
Another moment of rousing applause. When asked if he's reached out to former First Lady Michelle Obama, Biden said, only to be my vice president. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The National Football League kicks off its 100th season tonight with storied rivals the Bears and Packers tangling in Chicago. The oddsmakers say Kansas City and defending champ New England are the Super Bowl favorites. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.